This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The kids are back in school. Cider mills are opening. And like it or not, the days are getting shorter. Must be a time for a new round of Pure Michigan advertisements. Emily Lawler of MLive is with us now. Emily, time for them to swap out the summer fun commercials for fall?
Unfortunately, you'll be seeing the changing leaves colors in your Pure Michigan advertisements.
So what will Tim Allen be telling us about this year for this crop of fall ads?
You know, they're actually recycling a lot of the ads from previous years that have gone over well. And then also they have some new ads from regional partners. They partner with cities or companies. So, for instance, I know there's going to be a Pure Michigan golf ad going out.
And real importantly, where are these new commercials going to be running?
Right. So in places where people would like to visit Michigan, that includes part of southern Ontario. There's Illinois, Chicago, Indiana, and Ohio. So a lot of the states surrounding us.
Although we do have them on our airwaves, right?
Yep. You'll see Pure Michigan advertisements, too. You know, tourism dollars can come from within the state as well as without the state, I suppose.
And they're doing other things in other markets, aren't they, besides the radio and TV ads? What extra things are being tried?
Definitely. Well, you may have heard about the buses being wrapped in Chicago in Pure Michigan advertisements, and those will be switching over to fall-themed advertisements as well.
I've seen those. It's actually rather fun to see it tootling along State Street with
Michigan. If you were from Michigan, it'd be fun to see a little piece of your home state when you're in Chicago.
Now, how much is this Pure Michigan advertising budget for fall, Emily?
More than $1 million. I think it's looking at about 1.6, but some of that comes from private partners, not all state money.
And again, who would be some of these private sector partners?
Obviously, the Coca-Cola one was probably pretty high profile a couple summers ago. Things like that. Also, I mentioned the Golf Association, just people who basically want to promote their activity in Michigan.
Overall, has Pure Michigan been worthwhile for the state in terms of the money spent and then the money returned from tourism?
There's a little bit of a debate to be had over that, but according to the MEDC's most recent study, they said that the most recent number is that for every dollar we spend on Pure Michigan advertising, there's about $6.66 that comes back in return to our economy. It may seem like an inauspicious number, but that number has gone up every year, according to the MEDC's study.
And I guess as long as it is, we'll keep hearing Tim Allen and Rachel Portman's beautiful music playing at us.
I'm looking forward to it.
Emily Lawler with MLive. Thanks so much, Emily.
Thank you.